I appreciate being here tonight. Thank the Lord He's given us the health and strength that we come back to Mountain View this evening. It's good to see everybody. And I mean that. It's a blessing to see you. A blessing to be with you. And I thank the Lord for the privilege and opportunity that we have to be here. And as Brother Randy said, I don't think there's a whole lot that y'all don't know about me, I don't guess. Or maybe I don't know about you, or most of you anyway. I know some of you I'm not well acquainted with, but for the most part, I know most of you. And I need your prayers. I know Brother Joy does too. We've both been in a meeting last week, all week, and we certainly need you to pray for us. I don't know what anybody stands in need of tonight. I really don't. Some days I just barely know what I need to get by. And I certainly don't know what that you might need, but I know the Lord can help us. And I was thinking this afternoon, I got thinking about coming here tonight, and I got to thinking about what my desires would really be. And I don't know now. I guess I may have at one time had a pretty good idea, but I don't know who's lost and saved and who belongs to who, I guess, with some of these younger ones. I really don't know. But, and I don't know what we might be able to do to help. But I got to thinking earlier that whatever it is that we can do, I'd like to try to do it so that your children and grandchildren and family could be saved. As far as I know, the three of us and our family, we're ready to go. So I'm not looking for any of us to find the Lord this week. But there may be some of your family that is lost or maybe not where they need to be. And I hope that you get to see them this week come to the Lord. I really do. I hope that you do. I've got that much love for you in my heart. I don't mind telling you, and I'm not ashamed of it. I've been crying all afternoon. You can ask Carrie. It's been walking inside, walking outside, in and out of the closet, trying to pray. And a few times I just walked around outside and cried. I'm not ashamed of it, and I'd a whole lot rather be in that shape as I had to have walked in here with a proud heart tonight. I appreciate what I can feel. And my desire is that the power of the Lord would come down this week. I mean the real power. I've seen it here before. I've seen the Spirit of the Lord get a hold of people and folks get saved and people get right and the church be able to rejoice. And I don't believe that God has changed a bit. If there's any change, and it's been on mine and your part, He's still the same God and still got the same power. We haven't changed Bibles. I haven't changed beliefs. I believe just like I always have. I'm going to stand on the Word just like I always have. And that's all we can do. And I don't believe God's going to let us down if we give everything that we've got this week. I believe that the Lord will help us. And everything that I've got, I put in Him. I love Brother Joy, and we've been up and down the road a lot through the years, and I love Brother Randy. But my faith and my confidence is not in them. It's in the Lord. He's the one that has got me to where I'm at tonight. I would not be here without the help of the Lord. There's days I wouldn't have survived without the help of the Lord. And I believe if you're honest tonight, you'd say the same thing. We didn't get here by ourselves. it was nothing good that we done. The Lord just had mercy on us. And I believe those that stay with the Lord and try their very best to follow what they feel. And I've been doubted and questioned and had folks get upset with me and all kinds of things through the years. But I just tried to do the right thing. That's all I know. I can't do nothing else but that. And if it takes more than that, then I guess I just ain't going to get by. But I believe the Lord won't let us down.
Amen.
If we'll humble ourselves and try our very best to follow Him tonight. Y'all pray for me. I want to try to read you something if I can. I don't know if we can say anything from it or not, but I want you to help us if you would. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to say this because I really feel it. I don't feel a bit out of place right now. I honestly don't. I don't feel a bit out of place. I was just sitting over there thinking about it when we were singing. I'm not worried. I'm not scared. I'm not fearful. I'm fearful of the Lord, but I'm not fearful tonight of what I feel in my heart. I feel just as comfortable as I can be. I really do. And I want you to help me. The Lord dealt with me this afternoon, and I felt His presence. And I don't even know if we can read or not, but just help me and pray for us for a minute. And I'll try to read you this. It's what's closest to our heart, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read you maybe several verses of it, or try to anyway, that you'll find in the ninth chapter of the book of St. Mark. We've been in meeting last week, and this scripture got on my heart. I had seemed like two places in the scripture that really got on my heart, and I went to meeting in the morning and went to meeting at night all week, and it come these things come to us toward the end of the week, and it never did find a place. I never did feel like reading it or trying to stand on it. And one of them we stood on this morning at the church down at Edwell Valley, and this is the other one that come. And I don't know the mind of the Lord, but I believe God knows where things need to go. And I've seen preachers try to take messages and try to place them in places they thought that they needed to be preached. And I found out that don't work. But I tell you what, if you take something that God gives you, and when He says it's time, you just lay it out there and let Him take it and go where it needs to go, it has always worked. And I'm not talking about just in our day. You read about some of these men in the scriptures when the early church started, and they had messages and they had things that God laid on their heart to take places, and He sent them places, and it worked when they got there, and there was evidence of it. So you pray for us for just a minute. The ninth chapter of the book of St. Mark, and I want to try to start reading about the 21st verse, and I don't know how far that we'll read, but we'll read on down just a little bit further than we feel like it's far enough, I guess. The Bible said, beginning with the 21st verse of the ninth chapter, it said, "And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him." And the spirit cried
and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And I guess that's all that we'll read. I didn't read you. I know the whole story from start to finish, but that's what I felt like would be necessary for us to read, and that's what's closest to my heart. And I want you to pray for us, if you would. Now, I don't know what we might say from this, but if the Lord would help us, I would really desire tonight that the Lord would let us be able to get a hold of some things that the Lord showed us this afternoon and has for the last few days, just to be honest with you. If I guess if I had something closer than anything else, and I don't know exactly how to say this or to get it out, but I've been thinking about the last few days, the condition that this father was in and what this father said about the situation with his son. Not only what he said, but the way that he said it and the way that this man acted, and the demeanor that he had, or whatever you want to call it, the condition that he was in when he talked to the Lord. That's what's really been on my heart and on my mind. And the Lord began to speak to me, and I got to thinking about the scripture, and I thought about what it said here and how that this man had come, and y'all, if you've read it, and y'all know what it says, the Lord had been up on the mountain, and he come back down off of the mountain with Peter and James and John. After he was transfigured there, and the Bible said that when he got down there, he saw a crowd, and his disciples were there, and the scripture said that there were scribes there that were questioning with his disciples, and the Lord walked up to where they were, and he began to ask them, why do you question with them, and what are you questioning them about? And there was this man, this father. Now, I want you to think about that. He wasn't just a man. He was a father. And the Bible said that he come out of the crowd, and he walked up to the Lord there, and he began to tell the Lord. He said, I have brought unto thy disciples my son, and he's got a dumb spirit about him, and I brought him to that of your disciples, and they were not able to help him. The scripture said that this man began to tell the Lord, the Lord said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you, and how long shall I suffer you? The Bible said that the Lord said, bring him unto me. The scripture said when they did, and they brought him out there to the Lord, the Lord saw him, and the Bible said that spirit began to tear this young man. He began to waller around, and he began to foam, and all of that. That dead dumb spirit that he had in him. The Bible said that when he saw that the Lord asked this father, I said, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And the father said, of a child. Now, y'all bear with me for just a minute. And I want you to think about something tonight. I've been thinking about it for 3 or 4 days, and I know the Bible don't say tonight, but if he was, if it had come to him when he was a child, evidently, and I'm not trying to put anything in there that's not in there, but evidently, he was not a child anymore. Now, I don't know how old that he was, and that is important, but I can't tell you how old that he was. And I'm going to tell you why I think it was important tonight, because this young man had been in this shape for evidently quite a while. This father had been dealing with this situation for a long time, I believe. Saved and born again. And we know that God's got the power to save. And that's not what's on my heart. But what's on my heart is the condition that this father was in when he brought him out there. And I want you to think tonight how this father reacted when the Lord come. And he said, why? How long is it that he's been this way? And he said, of a child. And that father said, all time. It has taken him. And would have drug him into the fire. For many, many days. And here's what he said. He said, if you can do anything, I'm something wrong. I'm with him. Y'all help me for a minute. The Lord's laid something on my heart. And I want to tell you, if you'll help me. Tonight, he said, keep saying that because it means something. Yeah. disciples could not do it. And then he cried. He cried, I want to ask you tonight, without knowing why. I asks you tonight, have you gone as far as you can go? Because if you're almost there, you're getting in a good place to go. Preaching to me, and I might not be, but the Lord give me this for somebody. Joy said, you go on. He didn't have to say that, but I know what he meant. I know the Lord give me this. I'm not looking to preach. I had 14 opportunities last week to do that. I've been preaching it 3 times all week. I ain't looking for a place to preach. When you get enough of it, how some of them older ones, how when somebody got out there, how they'd go to praying, how folks would start losing jobs, how cars would start tearing up, how everything in the world went to flying all to pieces. Yeah. children. Imagine the your child on the ground. That's what I'd have done if I love him that much. in this house. There's more than one. That's gone as far as I can go. I mean, the burden's too heavy. And it ain't letting up. It's getting heavier and it's getting worse. And it's just about to take you down. And I'll tell you why I know that. I seen it on the front porch. Today, and I seen it on the back porch. And I'm telling you, I felt it in my heart. How somebody's load is real, real heavy. For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched. By the feeling of our infirmity. And I got on that little bench one night and I was in bad shape. Touched by the feeling of our infirmity. He knows your heart already. You need to pray it out, but he already knows where you are tonight. You ain't got to write down your prayer. You ain't got to rehearse it. Just get in there, thank God, and pour it out. And let him have it. He understands what's right here. That woman touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible said that she fell within herself. I don't know the road, Lord. I live. people around here. And you ask, who touched you? He said, virtue. Some of you about ready to give up. I miss preaching well. God laid on my heart. I ain't talked to Randy in several days. I don't know what you got going on. Ain't none of my business. I don't ask no questions. Brother, that I wouldn't leave you without something. bless you tonight. I am that if have you gone as far as you can go. You hear me tonight? I'm not asking you, have you spent all that you could spend? I'm not asking you how many doctors you've been to. I'm not asking you what you read on the internet. I'm asking you tonight, have you gone as far as you can go? Because I believe with all of my heart that somebody here is in that shape tonight.
Yes, you are.
You just about go as far as you can go. Brother Jim, the day they hung Jesus Christ on the cross, they hung two other men. They had gone as far as they were going to get.
Yes.
One of them railed on him.
Yeah.
But the other one knew that his hour was just a few short minutes away. And he didn't have a long way.
Amazing.
He'd gone as far as he could go.
Yep.
He had one hope.
Yeah.
You have one hope. You might say, preacher, I'm going that way one of these days. When I get done doing what I want to do, I'm going to do this the way God wants me to.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you this. I hope to the good Lord that you get past it. I hope to the good Lord tonight that He spares your life long enough to do that. I'm going to tell you something that you might not have, might not believe, and you might not want to hear. Once the Lord sends you a message and you hear that, you are responsible for what you hear.
Amen.
Your clock is ticking.
Amen.
The scripture said if you willfully sin or sin willfully after that you have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary. In other words, if you sin, somebody's going to pay for it.
Amen.
Willfully sin, knowing. A lot of people will say, well, the Lord just hadn't come and showed me like He showed those so-and-so. If it's written in here, don't expect Him to knock you down with it.
Amen. Amen.
If you've heard it preached, heard it taught, if you sat in Sunday school year after year after year and heard it taught, you ain't got no excuse.
Amen.
Yeah. You ain't waiting on Randy Jackson to get light on you.
Amen.
If you already know, brothers, you don't want to say that word. Says, here's what the Lord said, and you don't do nothing about it, you're going to be accountable for that. Somebody in the church has to know it's going just about far as you can go. I'm not in doubt about that. Not one bit in the world. I'm not. I'm telling you. Y'all may think I lost my mind. And I'm telling you, standing on the porch at the house today, I got to cry, and the Spirit of the Lord got all over me. I didn't know what to do, Crafton.
Yeah.
I felt like with all that was within me, go. Go, Robbie, go.
Yeah.
Go get your clothes on. Get your coat. Get your Bible. Get in the truck. Go on up there.
Yes,
tell them. Ask them.
could go just about as far as you can go. I believe with all my heart that man had. He went down there with the intentions to try to get some help. And the disciples couldn't do it. And so with a great big crowd, the man done something that a lot of us might not do. In a great big crowd, that man brought his son out there. And he said, Lord, I brought my boy to your disciples, and they couldn't do nothing for him. He got his stubborn spirit, and they can't do nothing for him.
Bless him.
What's it bring him to you? He brought him out here. I don't know. Maybe y'all will feel this. I don't know. Bless him, Lord. I got to think about that when I'm walking around the house today, and I thought how that daddy must have felt. Just take it there. There wasn't nothing he could do for you, Lord. I believe that man stood there in tears and watched his boy water around on the ground. And said, Lord, if you can do anything, I'll take anything. You know what? I believe that man would have been happy if the Lord would have just stopped him from watering and foaming. For just 2 or 3 minutes. If he had just done that, I believe that man would have said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. At least he's not hurt this time. At least he's not in that shape. Thank you, Lord. I believe he'd have been satisfied for that. That man had gone as far as he could go. And the Bible said that the Lord said, if you can only believe, all things are possible. And believe that he cried with tears and said, Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. Don't you know there was people standing all around that man that day? People all around just standing there wondering, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? I'm sure there's probably somebody in that crowd coming and saying, I feel sorry. Look at his boy. Look at his boy. But I'm going to tell you something. There was nobody in that crowd that felt like that father did.
That's right.
Nobody. Nobody knew. I didn't know how much sadness and heartbreak that I brought to my mom and daddy when I wasn't living right. I'm going to be honest and plain with you just a minute. If you ain't living right inside of God and according to the word of God, and you know it, you break your mom and daddy's heart.
Amen.
You're breaking their heart. They do exactly what that man done right there. They would cry in front of a multitude of people and say, God help my boy.
Amen.
God help my girl. You mark his nail. It happened to me. And it'll happen to you. When my mama come to town one night to find me, I wasn't doing nothing wrong that night, but she come to town to find me. Because the Lord had showed her that I was in danger. She come to Carterville and rode around looking for me all over town. She didn't find me that night. Thank God the Lord didn't let nothing happen to me that night, but she loved me enough to come searching for me. But somewhere, Daniel, my mama got a hold of the Lord, and my daddy wanted him. And the Lord came and got a hold of me.
Amen.
I want to assure you of something tonight. When those that love you get in earnest with God, and they're trying their best for them, now God ain't no respecter of persons, and I'm going to tell you something. When parents get in earnest for God and go to pray for their children, there's a God in heaven that can come here.
Amen.
I call that when they get in weeping and pouring and they can't sleep and they can't eat. They make all kinds of mistakes at work. They drive home and they don't even know how they got home.
Yeah.
Because they're so worried and burdened. Lord, let me tell you that.
Yes,
somebody here, not going as far as they can go. Some mama, some daddy's not carrying the load as far as you can carry it. Some child is in bad enough shape tonight. It's about going as far as you can go, and you can't carry it no more. We're going to stand, and we're going to sing. I don't know your heart. I don't know where you stand. I couldn't point you out if I had to tonight. I don't know who the Lord would send something like this to. I don't know. But it don't make no difference whether or not I know it or not. I just got it off of me. It ain't on me no more. I'm still going to cry for you. I'm still going to pray. I don't have the burden of this message no more. This is on you tonight.
That's all
I want you to stand with us and say if you would have felt this was on. I want to ask you if you just felt the Lord as far as you can carry it.
Good Lord,
as far as you can go. If the burden's got way too heavy, you just can't bear it no more. You just at the end of the road. I just ain't no way that you can hold it no more. Won't you come to the Lord and I love this thing that this show about. If you're not where you ought to be, you carry it. It's just about God saying you ain't gonna be able to carry it no more. There's a remedy for that. There's a remedy for that. You ain't in the dark tonight. You know what to do. You know what to do. While we sing, won't you come?